How's it going, guys? Anybody out there who has ever set up a small business or a business on the side or their own company will be aware of how all of a sudden overnight you have to wear basically like 1,000 different hats. Whenever I launched justgoodstuff.ie earlier in the year to sell all my merchandise, it was honestly so unbelievably liberating to discover Shopify and to realize that I was actually capable of running and developing my business further myself. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your horse throats?
Yeah. You're on the road. You're working.
I am.
Very hard.
Yes. Not according to one man.
Oh.
The farmers have turned on me.
Sorry.
The farmers have turned on me. How the hell am I getting dragged into this? Fuel me once. Shame on me.
That's gas.
No.
I'm sorry. Okay,
now we're
going,
sucking diesel.
Keep going.
Nevertheless, no, genuinely, I woke up to a message. Firstly, my voice is hoarse.
Yes.
From the shows. We'll get to the shows.
Naturally, yeah.
I wake up to a message which I sent you on yesterday morning going, and it was a comment under one of my reels that was doing some numbers over the weekend.
Yeah.
And it going, for the love of Christ, man, will you ever get up off your hole and caps lock? Always the sirens, the calling card of an imbecile. Will you ever get up off your hole and caps lock, get a proper job for fuck's sake? Brilliant. From John Murray. Went on to John Murray's page, and I swear to God, I will share these on my Instagram. There's a picture of the rear end of a cow, and it's, if Carlsberg did rear arses.
Yeah.
Brilliant. An insight into the mind of the haters. Why am I getting abused for that? Why am I getting dragged into this?
I have no idea.
Scandalous.
That was the single greatest picture you've ever sent me.
Oh, sometimes it's good. Sometimes the hate is good. Nevertheless, one of the haters actually.
Oh?
She is a lecturer in a university in...
Really?
Yeah. Her name's Margaret. She's also on the... she's on the head of like a children's charity, and she regularly abuses lots of people.
Really?
I know, it's funny, because I'm really I feel like there should be a day when I just call up the university, get put in touch with her and go, hiya, we're doing a podcast on people who troll people professionally.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, helping shape the next generation of minds. What are you doing? She's a complete loon.
Oh my God.
Yeah, mental.
Jesus.
I'll have to bleep out the university name.
And the name.
Will I?
Yes.
Why?
We're bleeping both.
But it's not defamation if it's true, though.
We're bleeping both.
Nevertheless, if Carlsberg did rear ends. So we're back in Dublin, Miko.
We are.
Miko. Brilliant. The Latvian little spud gobbler.
Oh.
Miko. I'm sorry, that just...
Hey, strudel boy.
Hey, Miko. Miko, come in. Tell Papa what milk you want from my tit today. Miko, bend down.
It's not Latvian.
Jesus.
It's not a Latvian tradition.
No.
It's not any tradition.
A strange stereotype.
Mikkel, it's not a stereotype. It's just a type. Mikkel, come in. Please, strudel, my boss.
Oh.
That's not a... Strudel's a dessert.
Yes.
So at least get it right. Nevertheless, we're back in Dublin. We've been off on the road.
We have indeed.
Do you feel very rock and roll?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's a nice way to work.
Okay, relax there, Iggy Pop. Slop. You know. We went to Limerick for one night and then Cork. It's not exactly, you know,
Yeah.
Around the World in 80 Days.
I enjoyed it still. I thought it was really fun. Did you enjoy
it? It was amazing.
It was incredible.
Dolan's in Limerick was absolutely outrageous. I've never been there before. I've never even been to a gig there, and it was explosive. The crowd were fucking, excuse my language, unbelievable. One of the best nights ever on stage. And Cork, as always, by the way, were amazing as well. The only disappointment with Cork is that they were massively affected by the protests.
Of course.
So we had something like a 30% dropout. The tickets were sold, of course. Let that be very clear. You know, the show had sold out on the day it went live, but 30% couldn't make it. So I feel like if you were affected, I don't know how I'm doing, I'm still trying to figure out the ins and outs of this, but if you were not able to make the show because of the protests, send me a DM. And I'm going to figure out something for you, because at the end of the day, I only get to do this because of you doing things like getting tickets. So this whole loyalty thing has to work both ways. So send me a message and I will look after you. Yeah, it was amazing. I want to get on stage every week.
That would be amazing.
This is going to sound completely insane.
Go on.
I would love to do a pop-up show in the Midlands. I know, the tour is supposed to be over. But I'm just getting it. I am loving going out on stage. This is what I was made to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, the years and decades of fear and like conditioning are slowly but surely being chipped away. And I'm like, you know, on a very minor level. Do you know when Bieber came out in Coachella? So that's me. Looked at Darren yesterday. I was like, that's real. That's real Mark Megan vibes. And she was like, I want a divorce. You wearing wellies and cargo shorts. Good luck.
What's the matter with you?
I'm lunatic. As Eugene, my father-in-law, said to me today, he goes, the best way to love a genius is from far away, so fuck off. Anyway, I want to get on stage more, and I think there's something we're planning for later in the year that's nothing to do with the House of Loons, that's very different to anything that we've done before, or arguably has been done before, but that's very something exciting. Totally different.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, we've got Kerry tomorrow night, which is going to be sensational. Then we've got Galway and Dublin, and that's it. The House of Loons is done. So there, that's your last chance. But would there be anything to be said for popping up in a little venue in the Midlands or the North?
Yes, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Let me know.
Yeah.
If you're out there, or Wexford. No, you can't. I don't know if we'd have the numbers there. It's all good going, oh, we're doing a gig in Killarney. 7 people.
You're genuinely,
you know those clips that we do of me on stage with everyone behind me?
Yeah.
It's actually going to be you with your dick out recording Shredded for the Wedding. Oh, Mikael, Mikael, come, Papa. Stop. Lick my little mic. Do you know what I mean? Kerry, you've done me so dirty. Jessie Buckley shouldn't have won the Oscar. How's that? No, I'm joking. She should have. She should have, and she'll win many more.
Yeah.
Good God. Nevertheless, if you're in the Midlands, Midland Madness. We could call it Midlands Madness.
That'd be great.
We could do it in Offaly.
Yes.
Or would Athlone be the shout? Athlone's very close to Galway. So if you're in Athlone, buy tickets to Galway. There's still
do that.
Oh, by the way, sorry. This is a complete mental intro, but there's 30 tickets left to Dublin, about 35 tickets left to Galway, and then c'est tout. Fini. Then you're done.
Okay.
So Dublin is definitely going to sell out. Please get tickets this week and just box it off, okay?
Brilliant.
Because it will sell out. Now, onwards, upwards. If you're up north or if you're in the Midlands, you want me to do a pop-up gig, let me know. Just let me know a venue that would work. I need a projector and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Is that all?
I think so.
Oh, the Masters. The Masters were brilliant.
Oh my God. Best sporting event of the year.
Do you think so?
I love it.
Best sporting event you've ever been to?
I saw Dublin win their sixth All-Ireland against Kerry. That was phenomenal.
Okay.
What about yourself?
Wimbledon.
You've been to Wimbledon?
I've been to Wimbledon, would you believe, several times.
Oh my God. That's a bucket list for me.
And surprisingly enough, as a non-tennis player or as like a non-West Brit,
Bit West Brit, no?
How am I West Brit?
Like, you're into...
Great-grandfather, literally one of the most pioneering Republican broadcasters of the nation.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Famously have Chucky or Graw tattooed to my arse.
Famously.
Famously, yeah.
Sorry.
Got tats of kneecap on my kneecaps. Go on, what else? Good.
No, you obviously have an affinity with London.
I lived in London, mate, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
In it. Okay. Nevertheless, Michael's sort of posturing here as if he's a working-class little boy from the streets of Mickle. Let's get on with the show.
Okay.
Okay, Michael, without further ado, We can talk more about Bieber at Coachella, McElroy at the Masters, Megan at Dolan's later on. Three titans of industry.
All equal.
The holy trinity of art, culture and science. Nevertheless, it's the roast of mean things that old people say. And what better way to start your day with a few ones read it out before the voice notes start to play. We ready?
Mm-hmm. Older man living in our estate got into a...
That's okay.
Yeah.
Came in from someone from Cork.
Okay.
Older man living in our estate got into row over bins with mam years ago and has hated us forever since. I met him pulling out of the driveway and tears. He shouts, I see your mam is having a sit down. I said, what do you mean? He says, she must have gone for a sit down on the M7 as nobody getting by, and bursts his bollocks laughing, he's not well.
Completely insane.
Oh my God.
Bonus points for the fact that it's current.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Current event comedy.
he has his finger on the cultural pulse.
Well done, Roland. Probably has his fingers up his arse too.
Oh, no.
Boring. Oh my God. We have to do a roast of lazy people.
Oh, I love it.
And the laziest things
yes.
done. That's next week confirmed.
Incredible. Love it.
That's brilliant.
Amazing.
I love the idea of, I think it's an incredibly Irish or perhaps just human thing to fall out over something as minute as the placement or positioning of bins on the street.
Mm.
And that minor resentment, like taking over the entire estate.
It's incredible.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And ultimately, yeah, it's absolutely fabulous.
I feel that's what Ireland's all about. I feel that's our real culture.
I really want to write a comedy about a sort of like Parks and Recreation style comedy set in Ireland around a Tidy Towns committee in Dorky.
Oh my God.
And sort of like a satire of Southside self-indulgence and notions and all the rest.
Yes.
But then there'd be like an interloper, like a woman comes up from the country, sort of the fish out of water thing, and she's the one that everyone loves on the committee. But then the local woman who has been running for years is like this dirty rural bitch.
Okay.
And just sort of like a mockumentary style thing about
incredible.
A Tidy Towns committee.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Get on.
So just another one of the ideas.
Many.
ADHD idea of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that should be a new section.
Please, let's bring it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, every week we're going to have ADHD idea of the week. If you have ADHD and you've got ideas, send them to me. My newest ADHD business idea of the week, an app. Brilliant, white guy. Not only does he have a podcast, he also has an idea for an app. Brilliant. Next thing you know, we'll be doing fucking ice baths and quoting Goggins. The idea for the app, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Gas Crack.
Okay.
And it automatically changes your gas plan with the touch of one button.
Wow.
So it's constantly surveying all of your usage.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So you have
to
put in all your data once.
That's fine.
Right, all your data once, your MPRN and all that slop and your bank details. I know I call it slop, don't be having a go. Nevertheless, you know, you put in all those details and then it is just constantly surveying the market. So you could be changing four times a month.
Yeah.
Four times a year even. Four times every couple of months, whatever. And obviously it can't sign you up automatically without your permission. So it's just like one big red button.
Okay.
And it's Gas Crack. And then it pops up and goes, right, you're currently with SSE. But we can save you. If you change right now, you can save 73 euro this month if you go to Energia. Bang. And it keeps doing it. But it obviously is also mindful of the contract dates and when you can get in without... breaking clauses, blah blah blah. So the app is called Gas Crack, and that's it.
I love it.
If you're out there and you think it's a good idea, let me know. I could probably build it myself on Lovable, but if you think it's a terrible idea, do not let me know.
Be quiet.
Nevertheless, one of my biggest fears when planning the tour around Ireland and figuring out the merchandise was that I wouldn't have a good vehicle to sell. But thanks to Shopify, I can use justgoodstuff.ie. I can update the website from my dressing room. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. I think it's time we have a very serious conversation about the state of snacking in this country. It's embarrassing. However, Cadbury have finally decided to cater to those of us with actual taste buds. For those of us brave enough to ask, no, do you know what? To demand more from their treats. They've launched the new Cadbury Dairy Milk Biscoff Bar. It's the collab of the century. The smooth expertise of Cadbury meets the main character energy of Biscoff. It's got that crunch, that caramelized vibe, and honestly, it's Ireland's new icon. It's love at first bite. And unlike your last three situationships, this one is actually here to stay. Grab one, try it, and stop settling for mid-tier snacks. Granny! What accent will I do for this? You just name an accent. No, not you clear your throat. Me clear the throat. You name an accent.
Let's go for a northern accent.
Granny told people she was surprised I was doing so well for myself despite my condition. Heard it back and queried what condition she was referring to. Fucking fat, she said.
No.
Outrageous.
Oh my.
Kill your nana. Kill your nana. That's, let her appear only okay. in anecdotes at Christmas because she doesn't deserve a place at the dinner table. Condition.
It's not a condition.
I mean this. I asked this on my stories, but nobody had a sound answer. Where does the Irish elderly obsession with weight come from? Is it like a generational trauma from the famine, wherein all of a sudden fatness is considered, is associated with glutton or greed? And then what about the dichotomy between your grandparents always trying to feed you, but at the same time, like, I remember my, by the way, I remember the exact moment. I was 11 years of age. I was sitting in our sunroom and my granny just was looking around the room and she just goes, you've put on a lot of weight. What's that about?
Wild.
I still remember it, like.
It's wild.
Still took the inheritance, though. You betcha. Damn right, so.
Last thing my grandmother ever said to me was a fat joke. She was genuinely passing in and out, like she was kind of sleeping and dozing off. And she goes, oh my God.
I think she was dying, but go on. Ah, oh, Nana's having a bit of a snooze. She's dying, Michal. Michal?
Michael. Didn't see you there. You're hard to miss.
Oh.
And then just went back to sleep.
Then gone.
Then like,
goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. the limbs, the varicose veins popping out of the knuckles as you drown out with the curtain. Next one. Accent?
I'm enjoying the Scouse one at the minute.
Hamach. My mum asked the fucking cashier one day, was she having a bad day? The cashier said, no, not really. To which me mum replied, well, tell your fucking face then.
Brilliant. Just having a go at somebody's face when they're trying to do their job. That whole, like, telling people to smile more when they do their job. Maybe they're just not actually happy to be there.
Yeah.
Maybe they're having a bad day like you.
Or maybe they're just not having the greatest day of their life. You don't need to be smiling constantly.
They're not performing to a packed out Dolan's Theatre. Do you know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes.
Or Bieber at Coachella. Or McElroy at Augusta. In Amen Corner. Do you know what I mean? Okay, No, we've got a few more.
Okay.
Accents, give me.
Sorry, can I just say, I love when you're doing the Scouse accent, you just throw in random fucks.
That's the most outrageous thing about the Scouse accent, is that the first, as if the second word is, what's the fuck? No, no, why would their third word be a curse? It's completely preposterous. Okay, accent.
Give me South Dublin.
In friend's bedroom and her wagon oven, Anna shouts up, where's all the fairy cakes gone? Oh, that's just your normal accent, Mark. Brilliant. Oh. Friend goes, don't know. Nana goes, wouldn't be surprised if that friend of yours up there ate them all. That friend was me. Again, just fat shaming. The fat shaming out of that generation is completely outrageous.
It's going to be a common theme in this episode.
Yeah, it really is.
And it's wild how prevalent it is.
My gran asked me to do her hair for the bingo, and when I tried to tongue it, what the hell is tonguing it?
Ooh.
It was sticking up at the front because I was 12, so she went mental and said I was making a cunt of her and phoned a hairdresser. Absolutely.
That's a legend.
Love that. I absolutely love that. Okay, we're nearly at the end of the readouts. I fell badly on my knee a few years back. Was in pain for months. Visited my nan one day and her friend was there too. Nan asked how my knee was. I said, not great. Her friend turns to me and says, if I wasn't so fat, it would be grand. Good stuff, Dr. Fat Shame. There were biscuits on the table and she says to Nan, best put them away, Phyllis. And proceeds to nod in my direction to say, your knee will thank you later. Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Old people are just like... My brother got a kitten when he was about 13. He showed the kitten to our nanny while a gang of his mates were over. Nanny said, you better look after it, son. That's the only pussy you'll ever have.
Oh, no.
Absolute howler from my nanny, and his mate still slays him overs and he's in his 40s. I'd be slating the nanny.
Yes.
Nanny McGee. Like, I'd be going, what's going on here with nanny? That she thinks it's appropriate to make pussy-related jokes.
That's not okay at all.
Do you know what I mean? My husband, this is amazing. Right. My husband's granny was in hospital and refusing to eat the food. I very unhelpfully suggested it. Didn't look too bad. Maybe give it a try. Without a beat, she looked at my husband and said, get her the fuck out of here. That was me told. We couldn't breathe for laughing, which made her more angry, and we didn't visit again. Unbelievable. My granny, this is just horrific. Mm. My granny was obsessed with everyone's appearance, especially their weight. I was quite thin as a teenager. Went to visit her one day, all dressed up in my Sunday best. She said, oh, I just love those black tights on you. And I was thinking, wow, she's actually giving me a compliment for once. Yeah. She followed up with, they're great for hiding your chunky thighs.
Oh.
Okay, last three, right?
Mm-hmm.
My mother told a whole story about my uncle who arrived out in a Speedo when we were at the sea years ago. She tells everyone the story except calls it a dildo instead of a Speedo. I really don't want to know what the story is. Dildo or Speedo? Do you know what I mean? What happened at sea that day?
Why has no one corrected?
Why has nobody once gone, Miriam, it's not a dildo, it's a Speedo.
That's a very different thing.
Also, as far as anecdotes are going, can we maybe freshen up the old artillery a bit more? Because this is like your brother and his jocks. We can do more. Do you know what I mean? My nana was so deaf. Just deaf.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just draw the line at deaf. There's not like extra deaf. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There's not like the news reader with the deaf sign language. Then there's like double deaf with two of them. Do you know what I mean? And then like the really deaf is just like a silent disco. Italians at a silent disco. Do you know what I mean? My nana was so deaf that she would sign to us whenever I'd go and see her. So she'd either say, you look great, or she'd puff out her cheeks to me to tell me that I've gotten fat.
Oh my God.
We've gotten some great ones. She had a sign for tick. And if my uncle or anyone did anything wrong, she would do the tick sign to my aunt. Since she's passed away, we used her tick sign regularly whenever we want to talk about somebody. Excellent. Brilliant.
Jesus Christ.
Good stuff. Last but not least.
Okay.
My mother was a very quiet woman and a passionate supporter of the local football team. Ref completely in favour of the other team. We lost. Walking out of the stand, the ref was just at the other side of the fence. My mother threw her empty plastic bottle of Lucozade at him and gave him the two fingers. She wasn't that quiet of a woman.
God.
She wasn't very quiet. hurtling objects at strangers and giving them the fingers. Oh, it's not in her nature. It is in her nature.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, sorry for throwing those punches last night. It's very much not my nature. Well, it is, because you did it.
Yeah.
It is in your nature.
It's very much the case.
Do you know what I mean? Okay, let's play some voice notes.
Mark, my dad would unintentionally, when ringing the Chinese to order the Chinese takeaway, adopt a Chinese accent, which, as you can imagine, is hilarious. So he used to do this when we were kids. But now, as adults, we still make him ring in the Chinese. If we're getting it for, like, I don't know, family event or something, we will always make him ring in the Chinese because he still puts on a Chinese accent. And we've said it to him, and he just can't help himself, and it's so hilarious. So just to clarify, completely out of his control, not being done in taking the piss or in any way racist. He literally just is that person that puts on the accent of whoever he's speaking to.
Okay, I totally get that he's doing it by accident, but then you letting him make the call.
Yeah.
Do you know, at the end of the day, two wongs don't make a rice.
Very good.
Am I right? So, that's all I have.
We can leave it there. That was
prawn
great.
Crackers, brilliant.
That's enough.
Let's talk about that. So he's ringing up.
Mm.
Ding, ding, ding. Hello, Royal Palace or Emerald Garden or why is it always Royal Palace? Royal.
I think the regal nature.
Dynastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it brings a level of quality.
It does.
Yeah.
What's your Chinese order?
Oh, I don't know. I like special fried rice. I've gotten into prawn balls recently.
Okay.
Really, really good.
Okay.
What about yourself?
Sweet and sour chicken, egg fried rice.
Lovely.
Spring roll on the side. Nice. Prawn cracker. That's it.
Very good.
Same every time. Yeah. It's never changed.
That's
a la Bart Simpson's clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be given out as, will you ever mix up? It's like, I think that, like, now that we know about safety foods and the fact that I'm neurodivergent, Maybe some more understanding could have been shown to me growing up. But yeah, always the same. The grand, I do want to hear one of these calls. Mm. Hello, Emerald Garden. Hello, sorry. Sorry. Bernard, is that you? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so outrageous. I love that they're like, oh, fuck, it's Bernard again. Yeah, hello. Yeah, Wongs, how's it going? Talk all the, oh, yeah, Gregor, what's the crack? What's the usual? Play a 3-1, 3-1. Okay, Grant, do you
gotcha,
know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 gotcha.
Outrage, outlajas. Like,
no.
On y va. No. It was my dad's funeral. Older man with older man friends. Me and my sisters were standing in the funeral home when an older man walked up to us and said to me, oh, you must be his daughter. Hugs and kisses and how are you, etc. He then turned to my sister and said, and which one are you? And she said, I'm, and I was his stepdaughter. To which he proceeded to say, yes, I was wondering why I didn't know. Sure, stepkids don't really count anyway, do they? And walked off.
Oh my God.
Good stuff.
What?
Yeah. Only in Ireland. Nothing like the Irish sense of humour. Nothing like the good old Ireland people. I hope that cunt, excuse me, I hope he walks under a step ladder and gets bad luck for eons.
Ah.
Very good.
Very good.
Steps, thing,
yeah,
you see.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
What, yeah. Bananas.
That's, what a horrible, horrible person. Particularly like,
ah, but man, like, I've been, people are loons of a certain, and I mean, I don't want to wipe out generations, so I'm not fucking World War One.
Oh!
Don't even worry about that. Whatever.
Where did that come from?
A little bit of a history, sorry. I don't want to wipe out generations. I'm not exactly, yeah.
Wow.
World War One, do it again. Just go, like, pull it like a wheel back in Grime.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean? That's a wheel back. Yeah. That's why I sort of said it by saying wheel back. You don't need to do the gesture.
I was trying to do the SFX.
It's not, it's not music for the deaf. So, the Braille, nevertheless.
I feel the funerals of all places, just be respectful.
But like, I've been in a situation where, like, no, I can't. How do I choose my words carefully? I've been in a situation where somebody was like to me, yeah, I just can't see how that works. Like at the end of the day. Oh no, do you know what it was?
Go on.
It was whenever the marriage equality bill was happening in 2014.
Right.
And I was making a point to somebody that it was like a no-brainer. Obviously, like you wouldn't even have to consider why you'd vote yes and all the rest. Yeah. And this person said to me, well, I just think that they're traditional Irish family values. That person was married to a man who was on his third wedding, whose third marriage, and currently, in, like, do you know what I mean?
It's wild.
And she's there talking about traditional family values.
Yeah.
You don't have a Swiss what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh. So.
I think you just have to leave people like that.
Welcome back to Progressive Pete.
Yeah.
Today. No? Don't know what that is. Just a little.
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What sort of vibe would it be?
Just, you know, guys chatting.
Do you know the Crusade?
No.
You know the kitchenware Crusade?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, yes, yes, yes.
Do you know, you know the way it's orange, the famous colour of the orange Crusade pot? This is one for the World War One buffs.
Okay.
The reason why Le Crusade, it's fucking stupidly expensive now,
yeah,
but why it's the colour orange. After World War One, okay, obviously most of Europe was decimated, just completely wiped out. All the men of Europe were gone. Two Belgian brothers had to, they had an idea that, because basically loads of women were left to fend for themselves, of course, but tend to the land and also take care of the children. So they wanted to develop a pot that the women could wake up in the morning, put loads of stuff onto the pot, be it meat and veg and whatever, or like a pho.
Yeah.
Probably not a pho.
Probably not.
Probably like a hoisin, you know. Sticky garlic chicken, one of those instant ones. Do you know what I mean? No, but so the women could wake up in the morning, put something into the pot,
right,
head out, tend to the land, and then by the end of the day they come in and there'd be a pot at the end on top of the fire. On top of the fire. So the orange colour of the Crusade pot is to reflect the flames.
Really?
Yep. So that's where Le Crusade gets its name from.
That is wild.
So they were basically set up to look after the widows after World War One. History.
Oh, world wars.
No, we're going.
What is happening?
We're in one. We're actually in one.
Ooh, yeah.
So what are your thoughts?
On the war?
How do I get myself out of that? How do I get myself out of that joke predicament? Iran! Let's play the bloody music. Welcome back to the comedy show.
Hello.
guys, you're very welcome back to the Weekly Roast. It is truly my favourite time of the week.
Totally agree.
Is it yours?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I often find like Sunday, you're kind of looking at the week ahead, you're stressed. I love being in here on the morning.
Absolutely.
Love it.
It is a joy and a privilege to call this my job. So thank you so much to everybody for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, you know what to do. Please share it with a friend. If you really enjoy the podcast, and if the crushing realization that happiness is not a destination and actually it's just a series of moments that will occasionally reveal themselves on this ultimately meaningless journey we call life. You know, if that doesn't get the better of you today and you want to sort of show a bit of gratitude for this podcast providing you a moment of respite in between the existential dread that we all face on a daily basis, perhaps consider buying a ticket to the live show.
Ah.
There you go. A long-winded way of saying buy my things.
It's a soft pitch.
It's a soft pitch from a hard cock.
Oh.
Just, no. No, brilliant. No, not brilliant. The quiet, deflated defeat of a man who puts up with me for too long.
I love it.
Anyway, I wonder what stage of our relationship we're going to have a massive fallout. You're going to splinter off and perform like your own wellness podcast, and I'll still fight the good fight here.
Oh,
that will happen.
You'll fight the good fight.
I'd say I'd hemorrhage a bit of the audience. We don't need to predict. Anyway, if you want to catch me and Michael while we're still in love and friends, please come to the House of Loons. We have tickets left for Galway. Kerry's tomorrow. So the both of you, I'm looking forward to it.
And hey,
no, it's going to be fun. The four of us are going to have great crack. And if
Darren and Kate.
Humbling is good. Honestly, failure is the greatest. Failure is the greatest liberator. That is my theory, by the way. Because once the fear of failure is removed, there's nowhere to go.
I totally agree.
You can just keep trying. I think the greatest thing to happen to me was Kerry going on sale and it fucking not selling out. Because now I went through the trenches,
mm-hmm.
and believe me, I'm still in there.
Okay.
And this acting is all for the pretense of the podcast. Deep down, I'm dying. But you know what I mean? I think failure is the answer. Because once that idea of what might happen if things go wrong, once they do go wrong, you go, oh yeah, okay, is that all that happened?
Yeah.
Then I'm fine. There's no shame in trying.
I think Kerry's going to surprise you.
I think it will too.
I think it's going to be an absolutely unbelievable night.
Maybe this was just a meta plea to buy tickets. And they've fallen for a hook, like, and line and sinker. Sinker, damn.
Hook, like, and sinker.
Ganger. Nevertheless, get tickets to Galway and Dublin. Guys, it's things mean all people say. If you enjoy the roast on Sundays, if you enjoy the roast today, share with your friends. We've had a lot of growth on Instagram, by the way, from the old pranks. So they have to keep coming. And yeah, look, thank you all so much. I hope you're doing all right amidst the chaos and uncertainty that faces us every single day of the week at the moment. So mind yourselves, stay strong, and I'll see you very soon. All the best. Let's go.
So it was kind of a running joke in the family that my granny was appalled that we were building and having kids before we got married. And we kept, you know, it was a bit of a joke that we said it wasn't really priority for us. And she was horrified anyway. And the first time she came to visit the house we were building, she came in the door and again brought up the topic about getting married. And we said, we don't know, will we bother? And she said, well, if that's the case, then 'tis only a whorehouse you're building here.
Is she the expert on sort of prostitutional architecture? Is she the Salvador Dali of whorehouses? Is what I want to know. Do you know what I mean?
A fucking whorehouse.
Is she some sort of brain box of brothels who has some form of, you know, fundamental understanding of the structural engineering around brothels?
Mm.
Yeah, it's a whorehouse. Why is that? Well, you can tell by the red light in the door. And the...
the windows.
And the sort of weird Russian music. You can tell every movie. It's like you can tell by the hallways are filled with smoke.
Yeah.
There's distant techno music pumping from somewhere. There are several semi-sedated America. It's Taken. I'm describing Taken is the only... That is my only experience, thank God, with those dens of iniquity.
I'm with you.
So...
Asher, it's only a whorehouse you're building.
That's not a whorehouse now.
Not.
Get out.
We're just not prioritising your values.
Do people still think like that?
Definitely.
Do they?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
100%. I feel we're very, like, led by that generation still.
Yeah.
In terms of the pressure to get married, and even with houses, you have to get a particular type of house. You know, like, I don't know. I feel like we still have a lot of work to relinquish ourselves from that.
Okay. I mean, this isn't like a psychology podcast. This is supposed to have a bit of crack in it. So if you could take the sort of diluted Chris Williamson meets Tim Ferriss, meets that other spoofer with the gravelly voice that everyone loves. What's his name with the blue eyes?
blue eyes.
Oh, he's a complete spoof artist.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's real. So human beings, and you realise, you know...
What is his name again? It's the least profound nonsense ever. Anyway, whorehouses onwards. Let's go.
Hi, Mark. Yeah, so my granddad used to have a cleaner from Eastern Europe, and when she'd be over cleaning his house, he used to always tell her that the Germans were coming.
Okay. Mental. I'm sorry that she had to endure that. Sorry.
That's terrifying.
That's shocking. Mikael especially, you must be.
Yeah, that's my PTSD.
You're laughing residual.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I have shell shock right now.
Yeah. World War One.
There you go.
That's mental.
That's not okay.
The Germans.
And he probably thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, but I find that there's people of a certain generation who have a weird relationship with World War II in Ireland.
Do you think so?
Man, absolutely.
Say more.
Okay, well this is...
No, but what I'm saying...
Pre-October the 7th.
Okay.
Okay, so notwithstanding everything that happened and has happened thereafter, I would have thought that there was almost at times an occasional sense of, shall I say, fatigue in a certain generation's... from a certain generation, like, oh, they're not still bloody going on about that, are they?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I've certainly encountered that in situations where they're almost like, I never that they were like access rather than allies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
or deniers.
Deny Jesus, nothing
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Of course.
But just a little bit of surface level, like, I guess. Oh, come on, move on.
Really?
But then, by the way, they'll talk about the Easter Rising, which is even further back till the cows come home. Before. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like people of a certain generation, my experience is that they love making jokes about it. Like, yeah. That's their kind of like their go-to topic. It's just edgy enough.
And that was the same. I remember when the trade centres happened, I remember on, because all the forwarded text messages were going around.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently one of my pranks is doing the rounds on like dad's WhatsApps.
Really?
Yeah, but it's just the video. I don't get any credit for it.
Oh, God.
So that's annoying. Nice to be going viral on WhatsApp, but
absolutely,
it's annoying
yeah.
that it's not coming back to me. Megan doesn't benefit from
of all the mediums, not the one you want to.
Exactly. Can't monetize it. Okay, let's go.
So my granda had a thing wrong in his hand with the tendon, where the tendon was really tight. So his ring finger and his baby finger were kind of bent over and pulled down towards the palm of his hand. And he happened to be in hospital for something completely unrelated when one of the doctors asked, would it be okay if he brought medical students in to have a look at his hand, because it's like a really common kind of minor issue, and he wanted to see what the medical students would say about it and what they would recommend. And granddad was like, yeah, no bother, bring them in, sure, it'd be a bit of crack. And my granddad was a Dubliner, a funny man, and quite abrupt, which kind of leads into this story. So the first medical student comes in and has a look at the two fingers and says, oh, I'd probably prescribe physiotherapy to kind of loosen up the hand and maybe the fingers would be able to be opened up more. Another one says, oh, I'd probably inject so-and-so into the tendon to loosen it up. They all kind of give their opinions and ideas. And it comes to one guy and he says, I'd probably amputate both the fingers. And without missing a beat, my granda goes, well, you just fucking failed.
Brilliant.
And my poor mom was sitting there with her head in her hands going, Jesus Christ, why did he pick granda to do this with?
Sorry, so he damaged the tendons in his forefinger and his wrists and his hands. Just how many wanks was he averaging a day? Just how much Cialis was he getting through every morning? The Pez dispenser to Cialis contains tadalafil. Like, I love it. I like a bit of mischievousness.
Yes.
Mischief, rather.
Yes.
From old people.
I'm with you.
You know.
I think that's the nice side of their...
That's a bit of crack.
Yeah.
Salt of the earth, Dublin.
Yeah. You just fucking failed. That's brilliant.
You just fucking failed. Cool.
He's not wrong, though.
Yeah,
amputate.
Yeah. You're, yeah. Amputate's a bit of a mental... Which did you prefer? To have your willy amputated?
Oh.
Or for both of your nipples to be removed and to have two little willies instead? So you'd either have three willies.
Okay.
So two on your nipples.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That are fully functional, by the way.
Oh.
So if you do get excited, like when you're chatting to me, so your deepest, darkest desires would be revealed.
Okay.
So that, or this is no.
I'll be honest, I have very pointy nipples, so I feel like I kind of already have one of those options.
Okay.
I'm very, very insecure about those.
Okay. Let's not talk about your nipples. Now it's weird. It was less weird talking about Willy's as nipples.
Okay.
Not about your... Okay, let's just go.
Okay.
Hi, Mark. So I'm here just trying to remember exactly what you said now, but it basically goes something like this, that she's sitting in the sitting room, she's 97, completely with it. So absolutely do change my voice. But she explained that a relative of my grandfather had come from England and decided to stay with them. And she said he was the most ugly, miserable, mean, ugly looking. Oh, I think he might have been fat as well. Ugly looking, who she's ever seen. This is coming from someone that's extremely, extremely sweet. And the best part was his name was Ernie. So she just talked about Ernie being miserable, fat, and ugly, and mean.
What is the best part?
Unseemly poor Ernie insulted her breakfast as well by telling her, asked her where'd she get the orange juice. And she told him she got it done the doors. And he said, that's pure dirt. It should be hand squeezed.
Very good.
Fresh.
The story of the orange juice can't be real.
No.
I'd say that's a bit of pulp fiction.
Ah! Yeah. Very good.
Don't even worry about that.
Nice. So nice.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Oh, nice.
Why is the funniest part that his name's Ernie? So.
It's a name you don't hear too often these days.
No, a couple of names that you don't hear. Ernie, Hyacinth, Hugh, Ronald.
Oh?
Ronald, because it's not a real name. Roland, damn.
Or Ronald.
Ronald.
Okay.
You know, Roland is another name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just naming names. Nana says about cousin's new girlfriend, he didn't go far into the garden to pick that flower.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, what do you think of that?
I feel like that's a phrase that they think is a nice way of saying something, but it's actually way worse by saying it in that manner.
Does that mean like he didn't love, like, there are so many other options he could have gone for? Yeah. Or is there... Is that it, basically?
Yeah, I think so.
Just took the first thing that he could get.
Jeez.
Just so mean.
That's awful.
Not as insane as this. My nana fell out with my dad and used to hide in my aunt's porch, sticking her fingers up at me.
What?
Butterfly net. Chase her down the M50, if she can get past. Chase her down the motorway and lock her into it. Throw her into a padded van and just do laps of the block until she eventually cools down and realises that's an insane thing to do.
What?
She hides in my aunt's porch. Firstly, who has porches? What is this, like Kentucky? Do you know what I mean? What is this, suburban upstate New York?
Very good.
My nana fell out with my dad and used to hide in my aunt's porch, sticking her fingers up me, like fucking it. What's the name of that clown again?
It.
No, but the name, there's a name.
Oh, Pennywise.
Pennywise. Just... My nana had a chart on each grandchild's weight. You're nearly as fat as her now.
That's not.
Yeah,
okay.
Just throw it, give it, don't take off her stationery rights. Sorry, nana. Arts and crafts, gone, banned. MS Paint, you do not have access to. Like, completely and utterly insane. I genuinely do not understand some of these. I am the spitting image of my dead nana. My granddad used to say, for fuck's sake, I thought I was rid of you. Brilliant. I love that.
That's fun.
That's a great way of dealing with grief.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're not at all dealing with it. You're repressing and displacing it.
Defense mechanism.
Invariably sobbing into your pillow at 4 a.m. with a bottle of Jack. No, I'm joking. That's actually brilliant. And I think it's a really pragmatic way processing the loss of your most loved individual. At a funeral of a well-known adulterer, and my aunt says to me, not the first time she's kissed him stiff. Why are you kissing a corpse in the first place? I'm not one of those corpse kissers.
No.
Would you be at the...
I would obviously attend any like proceedings to be respectful, but I don't fawn over corpses or coffins.
I don't do any of that.
Sure, he looks himself.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
He looks like the Johnny. He looks like the Taylor Swift in the wax museum. Do you know what I mean? They could have swapped him out for another. He could be doing three funerals today.
Yeah.
And they'll just minor, you know.
genuinely, like the Wax Museum in Dublin, where it's like, they literally wake up, okay, we'll throw a green jersey on us. That's Robbie Keane. Yeah. And by lunch, it's like, that's Pope Benedict, because they put a red cloak on him. Do you know what I mean?
It is him.
It's just the same sort of stump. At the and they even time take off the wig. That's Dr. Evil. Oh. Why is Dr. Evil in the Wax Museum? I'm not one of those weirdos that fawns over the... I feel like... Here's one for you.
Go on.
I feel like there's big dick funeral energy.
Yeah.
And there's guys who like to prove to the rest of the congregation just how comfortable they are fondling the corpse. Do you know what I mean?
Don't
and it's
you.
Always like a guy that played football with them once when he was 14. Or,
yeah, they're not that
and
close.
And he's like... How are you getting on? Yeah, I used to know Brendan. I you know, back in St. Canet's. Yeah, I tagged out with him one day. I was a sub and then under 19s and I tagged out with him one day in Glenahishup. And anyway, he gave me a lift back from Glenahishup. We had half a crack down there. I'll go up and speak to the man himself and say goodbye. And he's go up doing fucking Reiki on the body. Do you know what I mean? Like he's frisking the body holding essentially, hand, holding hand.
Over.
Yeah, he looks fucking, he's a fine looking man. How are you getting on? Touching the pockets and everything. Like he's about to send him off down the river Styx with stones in the pocket. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it's so
there's definitely
so
a subset of Irish society that likes to prove to other members of society how comfortable they are fondling the dead.
And
that's the game. This episode is brought to you by O'Doyle's Funeral Home. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
There's cash and there's ash and we deal them both. Not bad.
Very good.
Welcome back to the Sunday Roast. Speaking of roast, burn your nana. No, I don't know.
You oh, just
God. Yeah, you just keep pushing it up afar the reaches of my intellectual capabilities. Nevertheless... Mark, this person keeps messaging me. Mark, my friend has messaged you. She wants you to ring her partner for the joke calls. He's scared of sharks.
Not happening.
It's not happening. If you don't know the context, send me your details if you want me to prank someone that you know, right? That's what we do. The line is always open. This woman keeps messaging me going, will you prank my husband? He's terrified of sharks. How would that work? Hello, mate. It's me, a shark. Ah! Oh! You just hear the car swerving.
Not again.
Like the intro to I'm trying to think, like Stan by Eminem. You just hear the car, the rain goes into the river. Like, here's one for you, Michael. Not that mean, but fuck it. Went out for a walk around the harbour a few years ago and stopped along the way to take a video of the sea. Turned round too quick and fell over. There was a man who was at least 89 sitting directly behind me on a bench, walking stick resting beside him.
Okay.
And when I shot my hand out to break my fall, it ended up landing directly on his willy.
Oh, Jesus.
The most awkward part of this story is I kind of just froze and apologised while still on my knee with my hand on his dinkle. He had to physically say, could you move your hand, please? I believe he died a few weeks later. I don't believe that. Nobody calls them dinkles.
True.
What is this? 1954 in Ohio. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, a cherry. Would you like to go to the school winter prom with me? Oh, sure thing, Timmy. Can I see your dinkle?
Oh.
No.
No.
You can't. That's all I have.
Sorry.
He's too shy. Doesn't want to show his dick.
No, he doesn't.
To Cherry.
God love him.
He's actually gay.
Ah.
And he's doing this because his dad's a war vet.
Okay.
Got back from Nam.
Yeah.
And he just keeps shouting at the stars every morning. Who's there? No one's there, Dad.
You're home. You're
the
home.
The lamp's
you're
getting
here.
Smashed. What the fuck was that? It's the light switch, Dad. Ah! I wouldn't want him to be ringing the Chinese.
Hi, Mark. So I booked my grandmother at an outpatient's appointment in a very busy hospital, and we were waiting on a very busy corridor with loads of healthcare professionals walking past us. And out of nowhere, my grandmother says, why do all the nurses have fat arses and short trousers? Uh-huh. Also, to mention, I also work in this hospital, and on this day, I was in full uniform and would have known all the nurses that she was talking about.
It's scandalous.
But also you're in full uniform.
Yeah.
So he's literally looking you up and down and going, fat asses. Do you know what I mean?
Short trousers.
It's just ridiculous. The past remarkability of these people, like.
But whatever about the obsession about weight, right?
Mm.
At what age do you just stop caring about social grace or like...
I think 62.
Do you think so?
Genuinely, I think 61, 62 in men specifically.
Wow.
I think once you hit 61, 62, men feel like they've earned the divine right to express themselves and to espouse their hard-fastened, generally backward and xenophobic beliefs.
Rarely progressive.
Rarely. It's rarely they hit 61 and they go, guys, I fucking want to get a Harvey Milk tattoo. Do you know what I mean? It's not like they hit 63 and they're out playing nine holes in Port Marnock Golf Club and they all of a sudden go, guys, I've been reading up about Afeni Shakur,
yeah.
Tupac's mother. So she was actually really progressive and a civil rights activist. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's generally just like, have you seen the tits on the one in the bar? Phelan's daughter. Jesus. You wouldn't get those in the fucking bag. You know what I mean?
I do feel there's a regression, though.
There is a regression.
100%.
And that's why, but I feel like there's a regression. I think comedians have a regression.
Do you think so?
I think I'll peak around 37. Oh. And then I'll have to fight with myself to not slip into just lazy, close-minded, us v them comedy.
Okay, yeah.
Which I think everybody invariably does.
Yeah.
Most men do, anyway. They sort of get into that just like,
things used to be like this, but now they're like this.
Yeah, that's fair.
Living in Ireland is like this, but then people over there are like that. Isn't that mad? Imagine it. You go to America and they do this, but then here they do that. Things, when I was a kid, they used to be like this, but now they're like that. Imagine if you said this when you were that age.
Terrible.
Imagine being married to a woman, and imagine what the woman would say. She'd say, sure, you're fucking useless. And I'd say, I don't even know what useless means, because I'm just a dad. Life.
Shoot me in the fucking face with a Luger. Take a louver and miss my cranium, hit me in the ear to make the death slow and painful, because that in itself would not be as bad as watching some of those reels doing the rounds.
Yeah, okay.
Absolute.
Mummies on the day the bins get brought out.
Shoot me.
Stop.
Mummies when the hot press, when the immersion. Mummies when the owl goes back.
Shoot me. Genuinely, slice me up, right?
Right.
Like, who's the famous cannibal?
Hannibal Lecter?
No, real one.
Oh, I've... Sorry.
Judi Dench. Just, I can't. I can't watch that shit.
So if and when inevitably you get to that point, we're going
to call. Feel free to tell me. If you're listening to the podcast now, send me a message. Go, mate, you peaked. You peaked with, hello, my name is Barry Cop on the prank phone calls. It's over for you. Do you know what I mean?
That would be a fair assessment.
You peaked with the Susie videos on Facebook in 2014. Okay. Ever since then, you've been wrestling with reality. No. Let's go.
Hey, Mark and Mick. Congrats on the wedding, Mick.
Okay, relax.
So when I was a young kid, we were down in Clare visiting my Nana and I was sharing a bed with my brother. No. One night, my Nana came into the room. She looked at the two of us in the bed and says, dead serious to me, God, you're like a side of beef beside him in the bed. A side of beef. Just to be clear, I wasn't even fat. I was just not a skinny little lad. But in her mind, if you aren't stick thin, you are basically livestock. To be fair, she had a real soft spot for the boys. There'd never be a bad word said about them. We all still laugh about it now. It's just one of the many iconic things she came out with.
A side of beef?
Oh my God.
Outrageous. What is a side of, just like a piece of beef?
I'd imagine like, you know, a sad little cut in like a carvery.
Oh, yeah, yeah, those cut. By the way, carvery's wildly overrated.
I very much agree with you.
The beef is never cooked well.
Yeah.
It's just cinders.
Yeah, yeah.
Grey, dry, been there for ages.
Yeah.
With warm, bland, watery veg. Mm. I've never understood the appeal of a carvery.
No, I'm with you.
So, yeah, I mean, your Nana calling you a side of beef when you're in bed with the brother is like, do you know what I mean? I'd sooner do a stint in Waco. As far as intrafamilial, as far as disturbed family shit, I'd probably do a week with the Mansons.
Okay.
Than being compared to a side of beef as I lie next to my brow. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. I feel like an insult like that is far worse than something that's like explicit.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like that,
That's that one cuts deep. Yeah. Like, it's easy to call someone a C word or whatever, but whenever it's real niche, like, hey, bitch tits, heard your parents got divorced. That will live with you. Me wearing a tube top to PE. Volleyball practice. What was I thinking? Let's go. And they were separated, not divorced. They're divorced now. Okay, that's all for today, I think, Michael.
I think so.
It's time to plan lots of things that we have happening.
Exciting few months ahead.
Exciting few months, guys. The House of Loons tour to France is potentially happening. We're looking at that. There's something happening in Ireland that is in very early stages, but is very exciting. The prank calls are continuing on. We are, what else do I have to ask for information on? If you want a loved one to be pranked, let me know. Send me a message, etc. Mm-hmm. Anything else? We're looking into video. I'm trying to get the podcast video, which has been in the works for a long time. But I'm hoping by June, we will have a full form video option for the podcast, which I think would be groundbreaking, because the video aspect of the pod has just been seriously lacking, as I'm sure you'll know. And I'm trying to figure that all out. So that's a priority. I'm also looking at doing more shows outside of the studio. Like the Kerry and Jane stuff last year was amazing. Obviously, we went to Offaly at the time for the Groundskeepers, Willie. If you've any ideas or thoughts as to what you'd like to see us doing, I mean, obviously there was talk of me going down to a farm ages ago to do a roast on working on a farm. Probably not the week to do it. Just probably not the week to do it.
No. I don't think so.
Probably not the weekend of the week to do. South Dublin lad goes down to put his arms up cow's bums for the lols. Do you know what I mean? But if you have any ideas, let us know. I also have an idea. Sorry, that was another one. Would we include every week a good week, bad week section, right? Mm-hmm. Where aside from the stories, people send in whether or not they've had a good week or a bad week.
Okay.
And then the winner gets a significant prize. Like I'm talking about like a meal for two.
Oh, lovely.
So we'd use that as a sponsored section within the pod. Yeah. So it would be like, welcome back to the blah, 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 good week, bad week. And today, Susan, you know, got married. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. And she might win the 100 euro voucher for a dinner. Or if somebody had a bad week, oh, Barry had to put down the family dog. 100 euro voucher. So, do you know what I mean? They didn't catch in the Ring doorbell who was driving. It was not a Cooper Tavascan.
Oh, no.
It was not a Cooper Tavascan. It wasn't a loud comedian with giddy hair, as I was referred to yesterday. Do you know what I mean? That could be a...
hair.
Yeah, somebody said, I showed my nana your videos, and she goes, is that cheeky fellow with the giddy hair? Good stuff. I think we know what that means, but good stuff. Nevertheless, any ideas, the door is always open to hear your thoughts. And thank you for joining us, and we'll see you on the road. Ani va, it's a busy, busy time for the show and for life with Michael's marriage. My lovely little Rosie, we're firing at all cylinders. We're a little bit tired, but we are very grateful to be so, because Lord knows in this game, being busy is not a complaint.
Absolutely.
Speak to you very soon. Mind yourselves, and we'll chat to you tomorrow.